Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Today, we're here to honor Jadeen Blankenheim at the moment of her bat mitzvah, which is a special time in the life of any child because it recognizes that she's no longer a child, but that she's reaching the point of spiritual and physical maturity where she's able to accept for herself the role of obeying the commandments, statutes, and judgments that God has laid out for us. So let's begin by turning in our songbooks to page 0, and we will sing together the Shema. If you'll stand with me and face Jerusalem to the east.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
You may be seated. At a bar or bar mitzvah for boys, bat mitzvah for girls, it is their first opportunity to have an aliyah, to be called up to the Torah scroll to read from the Torah, which is the first 5 books of the Bible, those 5 written by Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We have a Torah scroll here with us today. It's in this wooden box called an ark. And at this point, we'll open up the ark to make the Torah scroll available for when it's time for Jadeen to come up and make her first aliyah. So if you'd open your songbooks to number 13, our first song of the songbook is Great and Marvelous. Number 13, Great and Marvelous. If you go ahead and stand and sing with me, please.
Thank you.
14. Arise, O Lord. Praise the Lord, you may be seated. Just sit and relax for a moment. Take a deep breath. And I want to tell you that a few weeks ago, I was honored to be at a baptism service where Jadeen went out into the water. She announced that she was a sinner and that our Messiah Yeshua died for her and was buried and was raised again to new life to be her Lord and Savior, and was immersed under the water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I can't think of anything better to have done right before her bat mitzvah. Jadeen, do you believe that you are ready to be a bat mitzvah?
Yes.
And Papa, Mama, do you concur that she has reached the stage of mental and physical maturity?
Yes.
That she is no longer a child, not knowing right from wrong, but that she is now ready to take her place amongst the congregation?
Yes.
Then Jadeen, may I call you to your first aliyah, to the Bima, to come over and take the Torah scroll from the Ark, from your father, and parade it around the congregation as we get ready to sing number 15, We Delight in Your Shabbat. As she's going up to get prepared, as she comes around, it's traditional to take the songbook or your Bible or your tallit and to touch the Torah scroll and bring it to your lips. It's a picture of bringing the words of God onto your lips. May your words profess the name of Messiah and his message. And that's what's happening as she carries it around the congregation. Our Father will give it to her, and we will sing number 15, We Delight in Your Shabbat.
Shabbat.
us and the sparrows you feed.
For we delight in your Shabbat.
You, Elohim, provide every need.
For we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight, we delight.
The Lord, if you go ahead and lay out the Torah scroll, please. While they do that, let me give you a short history of the Bar and Bat Mitzvah. The Bible records 20 as the age of majority in Deuteronomy chapter 1. But in rabbinic times, it became 12 plus one day for girls and 13 plus one day for boys. In the Midrash, as Esau at the age of 13 went off to worship idols, his father Isaac was relieved of responsibility for him. Therefore, at that age and onward, a boy's father should say, "Blessed be the one who has freed me from punishment because of him." And for the Bat Mitzvah, a girl's father should say, "Blessed be the one who has freed me from punishment because of her." The synagogue ceremony was first recorded in 13th century northern France. The boy or girl was called to the Torah, and the father added a blessing. The ceremony may have held before he left home for study in the schoolhouse. One of the sources for the synagogue ceremony also mentions that a father should make a party for his son or daughter at the time of the Bar and Bat Mitzvah. Why 13 in a day for boys? Well, Abraham's father, Terah, kept a shop to which customers would come to buy idols. When Terah was away, Abraham was left to mind the shop. One day he took a stick, broke up the idols, and put the stick into the hand of the largest one. When his father asked what had happened, Abraham replied that the big idol had smashed up all the little ones. You can be seated. Terah said this was impossible. And his son Abraham pointed out that his father had revealed himself to be a fool who believed that man-made objects could be worshipped. This story is not found in the Bible, but comes from Jewish literature known as the Midrash. Early versions do not say how old Abraham was at the time, but later retellings say he was 13 years old, suggesting that this age had over time become recognized as the age of adult understanding for boys. Why 12 for a girl if 13 for a boy? Because they're smarter than we are. Okay. There was no bar mitzvah in ancient times, no ceremony and no party, but let me tell you why. Many modern customs are not as old as we imagine them to be. Children's birthday parties, for example, were invented in the 19th century. Yet many people assume that they've always existed, but they didn't. Bar mitzvah is not a modern invention, but it's not as old as people think it is. Many Jews and non-Jews imagine it has always been part of the Jewish faith. But in the ancient world, not only was a boy's 13th birthday not celebrated, but none of his other birthdays were either. Same with the girl. In the Hebrew Bible, the only person who celebrated a birthday was the Pharaoh who rescued Joseph from prison. He would hardly have been taken as an example by the small group of Hebrews who were destined to become slaves to a successor. People had good reason to fear the birthdays of kings. In the story of Hanukkah, the desecration of the temple by the wicked King Antiochus is said by some to have taken place on the date of his birthday celebration, which he insisted be observed every single month. In the Christian scriptures, King Herod threw a birthday party which John the Baptist was beheaded at Salome's request. Ordinary people could not have held birthday parties even if they'd wanted to. Although most people were aware of their age, precise dates of birth for most people were simply not recorded. So they couldn't have told you on what day they were born. So that's why the bat and bar mitzvah ceremony is tied to the birthday now, but wasn't back then because nobody knew exactly when their birthday would be. At this point, Jadeen will chant the Shema and recite the Ve'ahavta. You want to come over to the microphone?
Now I will chant the Shema found in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. I will now be saying the Ve'ahavta, which is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha u'chol me'odecha, v'hayu hadavarim ha'ele, asher anochi metzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinamtam levanecha v'divartavam, v'shivtecha v'vitecha, Uvaptecha vaderech, ushatpecha uhumecha, uvtavtam al mizot betecha, vahayu totfot, bene necha, uvtavtam al mizot betecha, uvisherecha.
Beautiful.
And the translation. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and you walk while on the road. When you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on door frames of your houses and on your gates.
Amen. Now, before she reads from the Torah scroll, if you go ahead and come over and open it up to the proper place. Open up just a little more on the right. And go ahead and let her take her yod in hand.
Do you want to do the blessings before?
Yes, I want her to do the blessing before. And then the congregation will have its one line.
I will now be saying the Torah blessings. Please join me in the congregation response. Baruch et Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Leolam Vaed.
Blessed the Lord, the Blessed One. And together. Baruch Ata. Blessed the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher v'char banu mikol ha'amin, v'natan lanu et Torato. Baruch ata Adonai, notein ha'Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Today is the third day of Cheshvan in the Hebrew calendar. My Torah parasha is Noah. I will now be saying part of my Torah portion from Genesis chapter 6, verses 6 through 13 in Hebrew, and reading Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 through 22 in English.
Mm-hmm.
ותשחט הארץ לבני האלוהים, ותמלא הארץ חמס. וירא אלוהים את הארץ, והנה נשחטה, כי השליך ובשר את דרכו על הארץ. ויאמר אלוהים לנוח, כעת כל בשר באפני, כי מלא הארץ חמס מפניהם, והנני משחיתם את הארץ. If you would like to follow along with me as I read my Torah portion in English, please open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6, verses 9 through 22. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Again, that is Genesis chapter 6, starting at verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all the flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower and second and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven of all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. I will give my Torah Darasha. Noah is described as perfect in his generation, meaning Noah walked with God, he went where God went, and did what God told him to do. But in Noah's time, there was a lot of wickedness and violence, the kind of violence that purposely puts suffering upon others. God told Noah about the judgment he was about to bring to the whole earth, because of all the sin that the people were doing. They were going against God's ways So God gave Noah specific instructions in how to build this big boat, an ark. God gave great detail in materials, how tall, how long, and how wide he wanted the ark. Even from the covering of the ark, the placement of the window, and above, and the one door to enter in and come out. Also, the pairs of animals that were to enter the ark along with their food and food for themselves, which were plants because it was only vegetation during that time, no fresh meat yet. In this portion, God told Noah of the destruction of judgment that was to come, that he would establish a covenant with Noah, and he will save Noah, his family, and the animals on board. And because Noah had faith and fully obeyed God, he and his family were saved from judgment, God's wrath. Because of Noah's faith in God, he obeyed. He didn't take pieces of what God said to do, but he did all of it. May we also be like Noah by listening to God's word that he gave us, and may we also be saved on the day of his wrath. The closing Torah blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet v'chayei olam nata betocheinu. Baruch atah Adonai Natin HaTorah. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and implanted eternal life within us. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Blessing before the Haftarah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar bim ve'im tovim v'ratzav divrehem ha'ne'marim be'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'mocher b'Torah Moshe Avto, of Israel Amo, of Inveha Emet, Vatzedek. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, O Lord, who chooses the Torah, Moses his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. For my Haftarah, I will be reading from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 10. Again, I will be reading from New King James Version. Feel free to follow along as I read. Again, Isaiah 54, verses 1 through 10. Sing, O barren who have not borne, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations, and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth, for the Lord has called you, like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with the great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath that hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. For this is like waters of Noah to me, for as I sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. I will give my Haftarah Darasha. In this portion, it talks about Jerusalem, the one that is to come in the future in the Messianic Kingdom. This passage refers to both the Jews and the non-Jews. It describes how the Messianic Kingdom in the future will keep growing and growing, growing so much that they will have to make more room for the for all of the many believers. Not only will the believers be filling up the city of Jerusalem, but also fill the other nations. That is a lot of believers. God reminds Israel that he may have put Israel in captivity in the past because of their sin, but he did promise them that he would never cast them off, and God keeps his promises. He is a merciful God. God also is referred to as Israel's husband, meaning there will no more pagan gods in the kingdom. He is the only God, God of the whole earth. All the Gentile nations will fall and will be replaced with the Messiah Yeshua in the Messianic kingdom. Along with forgiveness and our repenting, God has so much compassion on his people. He loves us all in such a way we do not deserve. What a merciful God we love and serve. Haftarah closing blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, tzor kol halamim, tzadik l'chol hadorot, ha'el ha'neman, ha'omer ve'oseh, ha'mdeber u'mkayem, Shekol devarav en mitzvat tzedek. Ne'eman, etahu Adonai Eloheinu, v'nirin devarecha, v'devarecha en midvarecha, v'chor lo ishu rekam. Ki yamelech ne'eman, v'rachaman atah. Baruch atah Adonai, el ha'ne'eman, v'chol hadarav. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, Rock of all creation, Righteous One of all the generations, the faithful God whose word is deed, whose every command is just and true. Trustworthy are you, O Lord our God, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are God, trustworthy and compassionate. King, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, who is trustworthy in all his words. And now the Brit Chadasha opening blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Brit Chadasha v'natan lanu Yeshua HaMashiach. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has given us the renewed covenant and has given us Yeshua the Messiah. For my Brit Hadashah portion, I will be reading from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Again, that is 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who have brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction, and may we follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed by covetousness. They will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood over the whole world of ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward will live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For the righteous men dwelling from the tormented, dwelling among them, tormented his righteous soul from a day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of angelic beings. Whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a revealing accusation against them before the Lord. I will now give my Brit Hadashah Darasha. In this portion, it talks about the false teachers. These false teachers will secretly give false teachings that go against what we know, the Torah. Many of these false teachers were greedily looking only after their own self-interest. Many wanted money or even power. There is only one way of truth and doctrine, and the false teachers twisted it in such a way to make it believable. Just like Hasatan can easily twist the truth, such as he did with Hava, Eve, and also tempting Yeshua. This portion also mentions that God doesn't even spare the fallen angels. They even get punished. He will judge and punish the ungodly. God will not overlook those who go against him. God reminds us through Peter's writing that God will not destroy the righteous people among the wicked. He reminds us through the retelling of the time of Noah, a righteous man, he and his family being saved. Also during the time of Lot, with the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, while rescuing Lot, a righteous man, both these examples show those who are righteous being saved, while those who are lawless being judged accordingly. Just like today, many false teachers teach against the Torah, teaching that the Torah itself has been done away with. From what I read in the Bible, this goes against God's word. He is a God that doesn't change, nor do his words. I feel if you go against Torah, you are going against God and his son Yeshua. Not only does the Torah portion to our Messiah Yeshua, Yeshua is our living Torah. And for the closing, Al HaTorah V'HaAvodah V'Al HaNevi'im V'Yom HaShabbat HaZeh Shenatata Lanu Adonai Eloheinu L'Kedusha V'Limnucha L'Chavod U'V'Tif Eret Al HaKol Adonai Eloheinu Anachnu Modim Lach ומברכים אותך לכבוד ולטיב ארץ. בפי כוחי תמיד לעולם ועד. ברוך אתה אדוני מקדש השבת. And in English. For the Torah reading, for the prayer service, for the reading from the prophets, and for this Shabbat, day that you, O Lord, our God, have given us for holiness and commitment, for glory and splendor, for all this, Hashem our God, we gratefully thank you and bless you. May your living name be blessed by the mouth of all the living always, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Hashem, who sacrifices this Shabbat. Amen.
May I ask Matthew and Kelly to come up and say a few words?
Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Berachel, Hu Yavarak et Habachura, Jedin Rey. Bayom Habitzma, Umi Shalta La Torah.
May he who blessed our mothers Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel bless this young woman, Jedin Rey, upon occasion of her bat mitzvah, and let's call her to the Torah. May the Holy One, blessed be He, preserve her and save her from all sorrow and distress, and may He plant in her heart the love and fear of God to do His will and serve Him with a perfect spirit all her days. Let us say Amen.
Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam, shehecheyanu v'kimanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh.
Blessed art thou, our Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has preserved us and has enabled us to reach this season. Amen.
I have to go first because hers is way too good. Jadine, I am so proud of you. You have worked so hard to get to this day. The hard work you do when you really put your mind to it is what I admire. Your quiet determination. This is a quality we have seen in you for a while. It seems to shine most when you were doing your virtual school last year. It even got you the principal award for being the best student in your grade that year. If you were to ask Grandma and Grandpa, I never came close to that. though we all need a push sometimes, you were able to get things on your own and seem to find your own motivation. Whether you were learning to ride a bike, finding your own artistic style, to doing well in school. Never lose that ability as it will come in handy the rest of your life. So, Jadine, my charge to you today comes from Isaiah 30, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Though your outward personality is full of action and adventure, it is in your quiet and solitary moments that show what you can be. Do not be afraid to show all the sides of you. You are my baby girl, my cutie pie, and sometimes my attack rabbit. Never stop being who God created you to be. Grow with confidence in the Lord, and you will be able to do great things in this world. I love you, too.
I didn't say a word. No, I read this and I'd be perfectly fine. Deep breath.
You got it.
All right. Let's come over here. Jadine is hard to believe you are already 12 years old. And pretty much as tall as me. And I think all of you are plotting to be taller than me. That is your goal. I recall when I was about your age, I remember my mother telling me, I hope you have a daughter just like you. My exact words were back to her, good, because I know exactly what she's thinking. Yep, it turns out I had a daughter just like me, and I know exactly what you're thinking. You are my mini-me. Jadine, you may or may not know the significance of your name, Jadine. Jadine Ray. It is a very unique and important name that has much meaning to it. Your first name is based off the name or word Adin, which means gentle in Hebrew, a name that has been passed down for many, many generations from mother to daughter. Because your sister has Adin as her middle name, we wanted to make yours more unique to fit you. So we decided to add the letter J to the name Adin. The J represents Joseph. Joseph is the middle name of Grandpa and his father's middle name. But your middle name, Ray, is also unique. It is spelled R-A-E-Y. The R-A-E is part just like Grandma's middle name in honor of her. And the Y added is connection to my father, your Opa, his middle name, which is also his father's name, Ray, R-A-Y. Not only is your name unique, but it holds the honor and memory of many family members. May you also one day pass down the name Adin to your daughter or daughters too. When I found out I was pregnant with you, I had a dream. In this dream, I was holding a baby girl with blonde hair wrapped in a pink blanket. Turns out I had a baby girl with blonde hair who still loves the color pink to this day. In the same dream, I heard the word shana, that is in the word year in Hebrew, being spoken. Little did I know, and now looking back from the year of your birth until you turned one, so much of our lives distinctly changed, moving from the north to the south, and little did we know the Lord had a lot in store for us, a journey of salvation. As I look back and think, wow, that really was quite a year. So as we hit this milestone of your life, your bat mitzvah, may this be a year which lies ahead of you be a year of good change and wonderful things for the Lord Almighty. May you learn to start taking his hand as he guides you more forward each day in your life. So nervous and shaky. All right. You have so much inside of you that the Lord has gifted you with. A big heart is one of them. When you put your heart in things that you do, it truly shines bright. Don't get me wrong, you are one tough cookie with rough edges, but you have a big heart, and when it pops out to show itself, it's really amazing. Don't be afraid to show more of that heart and what she created you with. Another gift is the gift of creativity and imagination. You come up with amazing stories with such detail. Even the story you made up a few years ago about a hedgehog and also a praying mantis named Lulav. They came together to learn about and celebrate the Feast of Sukkot. Even your creative doodles and pictures are a joy to see. You love to craft, make random things. We just love seeing what you come up with next. Don't ever stop using your imagination and being creative for what she created you with. You are an amazing girl with many qualities, but mostly important, you love the Lord. You have many great questions to ask when we all read scripture together. Never stop asking questions, because that is how we dig deeper to understanding and wanting to know more about his word. Jadine, as hard as a parent, more as a mom, to see you stepping out of a little girl into a young woman. Honestly, I want to keep you here longer, just to hold it for more years to come. It seems safe there, and I can protect you just a little bit longer, but I know I wouldn't be doing my job as a parent, preparing you for the world. I know there's a time and a season for things to grow, but this world, I need you to remember not to be like or conform to the ways of the world. Don't let the world tell you who you are or what you're supposed to be or what you should be like. Remember to listen to the Lord. He will remind you of who you are in Him, and what He created you to be, and that He gave all His life to give you life, because you were truly and wonderfully made by Him. So I now leave you this verse, also from Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who trust in Adonai will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. When they are running, they won't grow weary. When they are walking, they won't get tired. When you put your faith and trust in the Lord, He will sustain you, strengthen you, lift you up, and help you keep going. Because without Him, we can't do anything. But with Him, we can do all things.
Thank you very kindly. If you two would stay up here for a moment.
Okay.
Papa, if you would take an ink pen here.
Yes.
And make a signature on the bottom of that certificate. Underneath mine. And Mama, you're welcome to sign it too if you like.
Okay.
I would like to read the certificate before I present it to Jadeen. It says, Certificate of Bat Mitzvah, presented by Creekside Messianic Fellowship to Jadeen Ray Blankenheim, who having completed the required studies, and she studied for more than a year for this, was called to the Torah and confessed her personal faith in Messiah Yeshua as the daughter of the covenant on Cheshvan 3, 5782, corresponding to October 9, 2021. A new commandment I give you, love one another, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. John 13:34, signed by myself and your father.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's close in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, how we bless you and praise you, Father. What a privilege it is to see young children grow up, especially to grow up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Thank you for godly parents who give children godly guidance, and for children who accept that guidance and grow in faith, in love, and in mercy, and in grace, and in charity, Father. May you bless Jadeen Ray Blankenheim from this day forward, even to the rest of her life. And Father, may she continue to reflect the joy and the love of Messiah to all those around her. And Father, we bless you for the food that's laid out before us. May it strengthen and nourish our bodies. And Father, may everything we do bring glory to you. For it's in that precious name of our Messiah, Yeshua, that we lift all this up. And all God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you one and all. And I think she did a wonderful job. Thank you. God bless you, Jadeen.